Okay, welcome to a new Simon, everybody. Today we're going to start Hilchos Chalav Akum, Simon Kuf Tezvav. So Kuf Tezvav is, as you can see from the title, Dinei Chalav Shulchan Aruch Min Yisrael Ro'ehu U'Gvina Bechema. So three topics. We have Chalav, we have Gvina, and we have Butter. So all discussed in this Simon. So a little bit of an introduction to the concept of Chalav Akum. That's today's going to be only introductory, and then we'll get into the details as we go. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis tells us that among the list of things that are Asur Banei Nisur and Isra Hana'a, that are Asur Ba'achila but not Ba'ana'a, is Chalav Akum. And the Gemara over there explains that Chalav Akum, we'll get into the details of this later, but the whole back and forth in the Gemara, but the Gemara explains that Chalav Akum is Asur because of a Chashash that Chalav Tameh may be mixed in together with the Chalav Tahar. So even though it seems that you're buying milk from a cow, it could be that there's Chalav from a camel that's mixed in with the cow milk as well. Rabbi Chananel, however, on the side of the Gemara, quotes that there's a Machlokas Amoraim in the Yerushalmi in the second parak of Avodah Zarah. That the Yerushalmi in the second parak of Avodah Zarah writes, Chalav Hanachri Lama U'asir, Rabbi Ba Bar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Chalav Hanachri Lama U'asir, Mishum Gilui. So the Gemara does, the Yerushalmi does quote that as one of the deos, that it's because of Tarovus of Chalav Tameh that there may be non-kosher milk mixed in, but the Yerushalmi first quoted a different shita, that it's Asur Mishum Giloy, that because it's left exposed, you have to be choshesh, that Shema Hitil Nachash, the Nachash may have put his venom into that Chalav and made the Chalav dangerous to drink. That Isur of Giloy is something that the Mishnayos already talk about in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos. The Rambam paskins this in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perak Yud Aleph, Halachos Bav through Tazayin. The Rambam writes, Harbe Dvarim Asru Chacham Sheyesh Bem Sakonis Nefashos, that there are a lot of things that the Chacham Maser on account of Sakonis Nefashos, Ve'eluhein, and he lists off all the things that are Asru Mishum Sakonis. We have a simon in Shulchan Aruch over here about Dvarim Asru Mishum Sakonis. So it's interesting that right after the simon of Chalav Akum, the very next simon, Kufta Zayin, is Dvarim Asur Mishum Giloy, is that which is Asur because of Giloy, because the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kufta Zayin Aleph, Mashkim Shenes Galu Asur Chacham D'Chashinon Shema Shasa Nachash Mehem V'Yitol Bam Eres Va'achshav Shein Nachash Mitzuyim Beinein Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says we're not worried about Giloy anymore because we don't have so many snakes slithering around in our homes. But there was this iser of giloy that's asur mishum sakana. So the Rambam writes that lo yishta mayim megulim shema shasim enachash shigasibo nizoch le'afar v'yishta v'yavos, that we're afraid that you're going to drink from it after the nachash put its poison in the milk and then you're going to die. So it turns out that there are two reasons that it's asur according to the Yerushalmi. There's a chashash tarovus chalav tameh and there's a chashash of giloy. If it's asur mishum giloy, there's a further chakira that has to be made, and that is this just part of the general isur of giloy, or is this something that is a separate takana miyuchedas dafka by chalav, meaning an isur prati that was dafka made for chalav? If it's an isur prati, it would turn out that there's an isur klali of mashkin magulin, and then a separate isur of chalav akum that the motivation of the isur was mishum giloy. But if that were the case, then you would have to figure out why it is that you need a separate gzeira against chalav. Why is the original isur of giloy not enough? And nafkamina might be that what we just read in Kufta Zayin Sif Aleph is that which is Asher Mishum Giloy is mutter when there are no Nachashim Metzuyim. But if you say that Chalav Akum was a Gzeres Chazal that they made, and the motivation of it was Mishum Giloy, maybe Chalav Akum would still apply even when the Tam doesn't apply, because maybe it was a stronger form of a Gzeira. Maybe when it comes to the Yisr of Giloy, of Mashke Megulim, so since the Lashon of the Yisr is only the Mashke Megulim, so it's very clear that the Yisr is Mishum Giloy, so then when there's no Giloy, when there's no Chashash of Sakana with the Giloy, it's not going to be Asr. But once they say Chalav Shechalav, Kabbalakum is the Lashon HaGzeira, and the motivation for the Gzeira is only on account of Gilui, so then maybe even when there's no Chashash of any danger, it would still be Aser. That is at least a possibility. When I was in Grus last year, Rav Eliav Silverman gave me his beautiful Sefer. He has a few Svarim, so called Meshiv Nefesh. So he has all of his farm are, you know, the pieces that he writes are very similar in that he gives the basic chakira and then goes through the topic with a bunch of nafkaminas to that chakira. Not every nafkamina is mukhrach, but it's very easy to read, meaning it's very easy to learn, and he knows not every nafkamina is mukhrach, meaning it's just a good way to sort of package the sugya. The chakiras are a good way to think about the sugya, and the nafkaminas are a good way to package the sugya, to remember the different topics that come up in the sugya. So I'll just share with you the things that he suggests based on this Yerushalmi. So again, the Bavli says that the reason for the Yisrael of Chalav Akum is that the Chashash Taroves of Chalav Tameh. The Yerushalmi says that that's one possibility, but there's also a possibility of Giloy, and it sounds from the Yerushalmi that it's a Machlokas. Rabbi Shuba Levi holds that we're only Choshesh L'Giloy, and Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that we're only Choshesh for Chalav Tameh. And in fact, that's what the Yifei Naim and Avod Zor Lam Tesem Beis suggests within the sheet of the Yerushalmi, that it's a Machlokas, and each one doesn't hold like the other. However, Tosos and Avodah Zarah L'Metesamet Beis Dibur HaMaschil E writes that both Chashashos are true. And therefore, if you want to be Matir Chalav Akum, you need to get around both of those Chashashos, meaning both Deos and Yerushalmi are in fact correct. No one seems to suggest that it's Aser, that Chazal Aser Mishum Chasnus, even though so many other items on the list are Aser Mishum Chasnus. No one, at least on the surface, seems to suggest, not in the Bavli nor in the Yerushalmi, that there's also a concern of Chasnus when it comes to Chalav Akum, for whatever reason. But those are the two basic approaches. Now, the Mainav Kamina, if the Isser is Mishum Giloy, or if the Isser is Mishum Davar Tameh, so three potential nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah L'Metesam Beis quotes a brisa that allows drinking from Chalav Shechol V'Akum if a Yisrael is Yoshev B'Tzad HaEder. If there's a Jew sitting right next to the barn where all the cows are at the time of the Chaliva, at the time of the milking, that's going to be good enough. And the Gemara explains, but the Yisrael is Yoshev, he's not Omeid Al Gabav, he's not standing there watching you milk the cows, he's only Yoshev. Because if he would stand up, he'd be able to see, he'd have a straight sight line to be able to see the milking. So there's no chashash that the Akum is going to milk in Chalav Tameh into the Chalav Kasher, because he's afraid that the Jew is going to catch him. Because all it takes is a tenua kala, the Jew just needs to stand up, and then he'll be seen. So the guy is not going to have the audacity to try to mix in something that's not kosher. So that works very well if you assume that the Yisur is Mishum Chashash Shemiyar of Davar Tameh, that he might mix Chalav Tameh, non-kosher milk, into the kosher milk. But if the Yisur is Mishum Mashkin Megulin, so it would be much harder to understand why there would be a heter of a Yisrael Yoshev B'Tzad HaEder. So the Yifei Anayim is Medayik, that according to the Yerushalmi, that heter only works L'shitas Rabbi Yirmiyah, that Chalav Akum is Asur Mishum Chalav Tameh, Mishum Chashash of Chalav Tameh. But in a chinami, according to Rabbi Shuvan Levi, who holds that the Yisur comes Mishum Chashash Giloy, then you wouldn't be Matir the Chalav unless the Yisrael is Roa, that they covered the Chalav and that they didn't leave it Megula. But otherwise, you would still have a problem. Yeah. But there are humans there anyway. Meaning, why is Yisrael Yoshev B'Tzad Edro make a difference?
Yes,
yeah,
so why are we afraid the snakes will put it in?
So you have to assume that when you're going to buy it from an Akum, maybe he left it Megula overnight or something.
So that's why if the Jew is there from the Shas Kalif, it should be okay, because he saw the whole thing.
Meaning, you know that he didn't leave it there. So you don't even need the Jew sitting there B'Shas Kalif, you just have to know there was no milk there before, and you come to pick it up later. Right, but maybe the fact that, how would you know that? How would you know that he's not sneaking in milk, that he had left, maybe that would be the explanation. In the Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan, on the Sechs of Adzor, Lamed Hamer Aleph, he asks on the sheet of the Chol Vakum is Mishum Giloi, why there would be a heter of Yisod Yoshi B'Tzad Edro. So he says, Vim Tomar, Kivin to the Mishum Levi have a time to Chol Vakum Mishum Giloi, Tikshle Brice Little, come on, I, what do you do with Yoshi B'Tzad Edro? Why would that be Mutter? Vish Tomar, this is time to Chol Vakum, Hechad Re'eu B'Yad Goy, Shalohi Nichum B'Shum Makom, Shenechush Bolu Giloi, Mishum Tarbis Chol Vakum, which I guess is that answer, right? Meaning that's what Tosra Ben Elchanan is suggesting. That how do you know the history of this milk unless you were there from the time of the Chaliva? So maybe that taka won't be enough nafkamina, because you understand this heter according to both shittos. A second potential nafkamina, if that one doesn't work, so a second potential nafkamina is the Gemara Nevel Dezar Lamehim base tells us the Chalav Tameh is not going to be viable for cheese making. It doesn't. It's not maimed the Gevina. So even though the Gemara is mafurish that you can't make Gevina from Chalav Tameh, it's in Omed. It happens to be that you can. That there are non-kosher milks that can be used for cheese making. But the Ritva Nevel Dezar Lamehim base already notes this, and he says, it just doesn't work as well. That when you have cow milk, it really makes a much more solid cheese, and most of the milk will curdle and turn to cheese. Whereas when you're dealing with non-kosher milk, it doesn't work as well. So the Gemara asks on that, when we say that that Chalav Tameh is not going to be nikrash, it's not going to become cheese, the Gemara says that we should be matir Chalav Akum, but just by making cheese. Like I buy chalav from a guy. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's chalav tameh or chalav behema tahora. Take some of it and try to make cheese and see if it works. And if it works, then you know it's chalav tar, the Gemara asks. So why don't we just suggest to do that? So the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says no, because we still have to answer, because there are certain droplets of milk that sometimes you'll have that the majority of it will turn into cheese, because the majority of it ain't a chinami, is chalav tahar, but there will be some chalav tameh still mixed in that's going to get caught in between. So there are little drops that are in the cracks of the cheese, and there's a chashash that those drops are really chalav tameh. So the Gemara's suggestion to be matir chalav akum, as long as you make cheese from it, assumes that chalav akum is only asr midin tarav is chalav tameh. Because if the isr was mishum giloi, how could the Gemara even suggest that you make cheese from it? I mean, even the havamina that try cheese making, well, cheese making would work if a nachash got to it, as long as it's chalav tahar. So there would be no makom to be matir. Tosus nevod zara lamedheim and aleph. Dibra maskel lefi writes beferish that a snake's venom is not going to prevent the curdling process from happening. It will still curdle even if there's snake's venom in it. So the Gemara's whole discussion, which of course is not chiddush, obviously the Bavli's whole discussion is going to assume not like the Deya that's never even quoted in the Bavli and is only mentioned in the Yerushalmi, right? So the Bavli's whole discussion assumes that the concern is the Tarovis of Chalav Tameh is not going to assume that it's an issue of giloy. A third potential nafkamina, the Mishnah of Zohar Chavtasim Beis tells us Chazal Asur Gvina Sakum, but there's Machlokas Rishonim about butter, about non-Jews butter, and we'll discuss that in the Simen as well. So the Rambam in the third paragraph of Vilchus Machlokas Asur Salachat Hazvav, the Rambam writes that there were different minhagim as far as this shaila of butter, and the Rambam writes Hachemesh Al Goyim Miktsas Hagaonim Hitiruha Sharelo Gozal Hachema V'Chalav Hatemeya Eino Ome. They never made such a gezeira, and non-kosher milk would never make butter anyway. And some of the Gaonim had a problem with it, because after all, there could still be little droplets of non-kosher milk that get stuck in between the butter. So from the Rambam it sounds that Lukuli Alma, the Gezer of Chalav Akum, is a function of Eruv Chalav Tameh, that you remember, that you, the Tarovus of Chalav Tameh, and the whole Machlokas is, did they apply this Gezerah to butter as well? Because Chalav Tameh will not turn into butter. and the Mekilim were matir because of that, that it will not turn into butter, and the Mechmirim are worried about the little droplets of non-kosher milk that may get stuck in between. However, it could be that this machlokus is totally in our chakira, that if the Yisro, meaning not like the Ram explained, if the Yisro of Chalavakum comes mishum chashash giloi, so of course you're going to asur chemasakum. Why would it be any better when it's butter? If it's butter, it's also going to still have poison in it. It's still going to have whatever the snake left in it. But if you assume the concern is a tarovis chalav tameh, maybe there's that's where there's makom to be matir, since the chalav tameh would never have turned into butter in the first place. So that's another potential nafkamina. Again, not mukhrach. How do I know it's not mukhrach? The Rambam says beferish not that way, right? The Rambam explains the machlokas between the gaonim that are matir and the gaonim that aser, just based on whether you're concerned about non-kosher milk getting caught in between the cracks. But there's makom to say that that the machlokas is really about these two deos in the Yerushalmi. That is chakira number one as far as chalavakum is concerned. The other chakira questions. Oh, good. The other chakira that we suggest that Rabbi Silverman suggests. And it really comes up all over the place, is that what exactly is this gezeira of chalav akum? Is it that Chazal were nimnu v'gamru to asur chalav akum because of these chashashos that we just spoke about, the chashash of tarovus chalav tamei, or the chashash of gilui, or is it that chalav akum was never nasar b'minyan? Chazal asur chalav akum when there's a makum for these chashashos. Meaning, it's not that Chazal asur chalav akum. Chazal said, you're not allowed to eat something where there might be non-kosher product in it. Or you're not allowed to eat something where there might be snake venom in it. So it's not a gzerim yucheda, so davar shebeminyan, that they dafka ragozer on chalav. It's just practical. Chalav always has those concerns, and therefore it's aser, because those concerns are always aser. So is it a particular gezeira against chalav, or it's just matter-of-factly that these things tend to, these concerns are concerns, and mele chalav is going to be aser? It seems to be that this is a machlokas. The Radvaz, in Chelek Dalid, Simen Elef Kuf Mem Zayin, says that Chazal were gozer only b'makom that there's a chashash of an eruv of a mixture of chalav tamei, but b'makom that there's no such chashash, then it's mutter to drink chalavakum. You know, implying that it's not a gzeira miuchedes against chalavakum, only when there's a chashash, only when there's a concern of a davar tamei. His raya is the Gemara Avodah Zarah Lam Tesem Beis. The Gemara says that chalav, like we said before, where the Yisrael is Yoshev B'tzad Eder, that is going to be Mutter, even though you don't see the Chaliva. So the Radvaz says, if the Chalav was Nesar B'minyan, how could we be Matir just because a Jew happens to be there? If it was a formal Gzeira of Chalavakum, how can taking care of the motivation for the Gzeira, taking care of the Tama Gzeira, by saying, oh, I don't have to worry about it because the Jew is there the whole time, how could that help? V'im Gzeira Klalus Haisa, Lov Matirin Ki Agavna, V'chein Nir Midivre Kalaposkin. That's how the Radvaz writes. However, Pri Chadosh, who is a very major name in halacha in general, but in particular in this simin, Pri Chadosh is going to be very, very important over here. The Pri Chadosh writes in Osvav, he quotes from the Radvaz, he agrees. He says, "Devade chol shalgai lo asru alehechadika chashash b'milsam yishum tarovus chalav tamei halav hachishari." He agrees to the Radvaz. He says it's only going to be a concern when there is an actual concern. But if you're not worried about chalav tamei, then there is no formal gzeira against chalav akum, against chalav of a guy. No, it's only there's a concern of chalav tamei. When you get rid of the concern of chalav tamei, you have no problem. Who disagrees? The Chasam Sofer in Yoredeya, and Tshuva in Yoredeya, some Kuv Zayin disagrees. And the Chasam Sofer writes, Afal gav tchilas gzeira, so hayom yishum chashash yirav dover tamei, mikamakam kivin shagazu va'asu b'minyan, stam asu kol chalav she'in Yisrael ro'ah chaliva, o yachal liros afilu leka chashash dover tamei, kigon hacholiv legabi mikamakam hachalav asura. Even if it's a cheese company, and the only reason they're milking cows is to make cheese, so they have no benefit from mixing in non-kosher milk, but it's chalav akum. and Chalav Akum is Asir. That's how the Chassam Sofer says. Once it's Nesra B'minyan, it's Asir always. So this is a fundamental Machlokas, right? Vaz and the Prichadish on the one hand, that the nature of the Yisra of Chalav Akum is simply because there are concerns, and as soon as you take care of those concerns, there's no Isir. Versus the Chassam Sofer, no, it's a Davar Shel Minyan. I don't care if you're able to solve the concerns, it's still going to be Asir. Now, the Radvaz's Raya, like we said, is from that Gemara Avodah Zarah about the Yisrael Yoshev B'tzad Edro. Right? Why does it help to have Yisrael Yoshev B'tzad Edro if it's a Davar Shel Minyan? If it's a Davar Shel Minyan, the Jew sitting there shouldn't help at all. However, the Mordechai in Avodah Zarah, Tav Chavav, brings a Raya Lehepich from that same Gemara. Meaning he uses that same Gemara as a raya in the other direction. Because the Mordechai writes, Yesh mochichen mikan, de'im barur lanu, de'ein behaya tamea be'edro, that if you know for sure there is no non-kosher animal in that flock, that you're allowed to buy from him even if a Jew doesn't watch the milking process, because apparently the Gemara sounds like you just need a Jew there to make sure everything is kosher, and once you have him there to make sure everything's kosher, it's going to be perfectly fine. So he says, "V'tozu biyadam." That's a mistake. The Gemara should have asked, well, if there's no pig or camel in the barn together with all the cows, why do I need a Yisrael Yoshev Betzido? I shouldn't even require a Yisrael on these milk farms. They don't have other animals. They're not milking other animals. So that should be good enough. So according to the Mordechai, you could bring a raya that the gezerah of Chalav Akum is a gezerah that's Nesra B'minyan from the fact that the Gemara is Matya the Chalav only when there's Yisrael Yoshev B'tzido. Why not other situations where you could be just as sure? Why not a situation where there are no other animals there? Elamai, that's not good enough. Just because you got rid of the concern of Tairovis Chalav Tameh, it doesn't take care of the problem. You still have a problem because it's Davar Shel Minyan. So you take that same Gemara and, whereas on the one hand, the Radvaz is going to say, oh look, the Gemara says that as soon as you take care of the concern, it's not a problem, because you saw the Yoshev B'tzido, it's not a problem. The Mordechai is going to say, no, take a look, the Gemara only allows you saw the Yoshev B'tzido, it does not allow for any other way of obviating the concern, any other way of releasing the concern.
Why does it allow Yoshev B'tzido?
Ah, so what you have to say is that was the Gezerah. The Gezerah is not on Chalav Akum, the Gezerah is on Chalav Akum, Shein Yisrael Re'ehu. So that was the original Lashon HaGzeira, that they were only goes there Chol Vakum Shein Yisrael Re'ehu.
So you'll argue the opposite, that he agrees with the Radvaz fundamentally, and just says that this is what's considered being sure.
He doesn't say that, though. He doesn't say that. I mean, he doesn't say, because when there's no other animal there, who knows, maybe he snuck another animal in, maybe you're not as certain. He doesn't say that. It sounds like he's just as confident that it's not there. It's just that this is the nature of the Gzeira. And would make that chiluk,
yeah,
that Ari's making. Okay, could be. Even if you assume that Chalav Akum is not Nesar B'minyan, it's not necessarily a raya that of Batal Atam, Batal Atakan. Right? Meaning, not every time you say that something is not Nesar B'minyan, does it mean that if the Tam is gone, the Takan is gone. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuftas Vav Ozvav brings a maisa about a person that was not makbid v'chalav akum, and he relied on the fact that that people don't milk other animals anyway, and then it turned out that the fatty milk that he was drinking had marrow from animals in it also. It had basar in it. So the Aruch HaShulchan concludes by saying, "Ube'emes kach mekublani shekol gzeiras chachamim levad taimam hanigla yeshod harbe tamim kemusim shelo giluosam." That we have a Kabbalah that every time Chazal made a gzeira, they reveal certain elements of the gzeira, certain reasons for the gzeira, but there are always more reasons. There are always more hidden reasons for the gzeira, and therefore it's not necessarily so. But just because it's not a davar shel minyan, that we necessarily understand the full impact impact of the gezeira. So a number of nafkaminas in this basic chakira between, on the one hand, the Radvaz and the Pri Chadash, that it's not a Davar Sheb Minyan, versus the Chasam Sofer, that it is in fact a Davar Sheb Minyan. So a number of nafkaminas. How many nafkaminas does he have over here? 5 nafkaminas. So nafkamina number 1, there is a machlok saposkim. Does a Jew need to see the chaliva when there's no davar tamei be'edro? Meaning, if there's no min tamei, there's no non-kosher animal in the person's whole flock, is it necessary to see the chaliva? The Shari Dura quotes 2 deos, and he writes, Chalav shechal b'nachri ve'en Yisrael ro'ehu afilu ein behema tamei b'dir aser dolet v'chorv minei uparit zgedu yishchan anachash kach pirush Rashi. Right, it quotes Rashi that it's going to be usher even if there's no pig, there's no camel, there's no other. All he's got is cows. V'lokaymelan kibnei Romi sheyshiva l'Rav Sar Shalom Gon deichad yadua d'leka shum davar tami bedro shum mutra chalav shal nachri d'leka shum davar tami. He says, and there is another shita that holds that as long as there's no davar tami bedro, it's good enough. Now Mordechai in Avodah Zarah quotes a deya that's matir chalavakum when there's no davar tami. He says, yesh mochichem mikan dim borer lanu dein behem atmei bedro d'mutra lika chalav mei osovid chavim afilu ein ro'iyu but v'tozu biyadam. He says that there is some hold that it's mutter as long as he only has cows, but those who be on them. So it could be that that's totally in this chakira, that if chalavakum is nesar b'minyan, so we ask for even if there's no chashash of tarovas chalav tameh. But if it's just because of these chashashos, so these chashashos will be included in the nature of the gzera. You could say that b'makum these chashashos, that these chashashos don't exist. You're allowed to drink chalavakum because batal atam batal ha-gzera. Right? That as soon as these chashashos aren't here anymore, then there will be no more gzera of chalavakum. So that's the obvious nafkamina. That's nafkamina number 1. Nafkamina number 2, which is similar but a little bit different because it moves the needle just a bit, and we'll see how this plays out in the halacha. There is a machlokas aposkim whether you're allowed to drink chalavakum when there's no one that milks those non-kosher animals in the entire city or in the entire medina. A little bit different than chalavakum when there's no min tamei be'edro, because it could be that even if you're machmir in such a case, there's makom to be mekel when not only there's no min tamei on his farm, there's no min tamei that's milked by anybody. It's just not something that's done, that nobody would milk anything other than a min tahar, other than a cow or a goat or something like that. So there is a machlokas aposkim if you're allowed to drink chalavakum when it's not when no one even milks non-kosher animals in the whole city or in the whole medina. So Pri Chadosh is matir chalavakum in such a case, and he writes haklala ola to be ir shalonimtsa sham chalav tamei oshi yoser biyoker mi chalav tamei, or it's more expensive. Mutter liknos me akum chalav shechol b'blori yas Yisrael klal. You're allowed to buy from the guy milk that he milked without a Jew mashkiach at all. V'chein matzas yaminet pashut po Amsterdam. V'chein nahakti ani gam kein zulas ksas yichidim and nazarim b'zeh. Other than the Chabad house, he says everyone else is mekel on this issue. He doesn't say exactly like that, but everyone else is mekel on this issue. In Amsterdam, there are a few yichidim that are machmir about chalav Yisrael. No one else is machmir about the chalav Yisrael because they're simply not. According to the Shami, why are we not concerned about poison by Chalav Yisrael? No, because the Jew is watching it. The Jew is Mashkiach, that there isn't any poison, that it's never been Megula. Okay, fun fact. There's an entrepreneur in, I can't even pronounce it, named Nancy, can't pronounce that, who discovered a process which lets her turn camel milk into cheese. The two prime places in the world where it can be bought are areas near there and in New York City. Where in New York City? Wherever you buy me my fruits for Purim?
Apparently, I have like gourmet cheese places in New York.
Okay. Fantastic. There used to be a place on Central Avenue called the Cheese Store. Still is, but now it's kosher. For years and years, it was a non-kosher cheese store that everyone loved. All the Frum community loved it. So, Baruch Hashem, now it's kosher. They say the cheeses aren't as good, but I guess we don't have camel cheese anymore. So this is a second potential nafkamina. You have the Pri Chadosh on the one hand, that's matir. He says in Amsterdam, everyone was making like this. The Chasam Sofer, in that same tshuva, quotes the Pri Chadash and disagrees. According to the Chasam Sofer, the Gzeira of Chalav Akum is Bekol Zman, Bekol Makom, even in a place where there are no Minim Tameim. The Chasam Sofer adds that even if Meikra Adin Alach is like the Radvaz and the Pri Chadash, since the Minig and Ashkenaz was to be Machmir, to drink only Chalav Yisrael, Mimela it's Asala Hakel Bazet. Why is it Mimela Asala Hakel Bazet? Because it becomes a Neder. Chasam Sofer is Mechadish, that it could be that a Minig takes on the power of a Neder, and therefore if you violate this minog, you violate, and this is daraisa. He says, "Imkena filu halacha ki inach poskim mikomag." Even if a poskim like those other guys, like the other poskim, kiven di yishdei lahachmir kvar kiblu avasinu aleim ka'usadeya. Since there is such shita as machmir, we're mekabel like that shita of asur aleinu bnei Ashkenaz medina, and therefore medina tzasa for bnei Ashkenaz ve'ein lo hatara. Vayim magnavam kuvin and alv subsim kodin zayin v'karov be'enai neder daraisa. He says, and even though there are certain things about Chalav Akum where we are making like we would be making like in Isser Drabanan, he says, because that was the nature of our neder. The nature of our neder was to treat Chalav Akum like in Isser Drabanan. But if you violate even that, if you don't even treat it like a Nisra Drabanan, then you're violating a Doraisa, because you're really violating a Neder, which has the status of a Doraisa. That's how Chasam Sofer Tainus. In Chachmas Adam, in Klal Samach Zayin Os Aleph, he also rejects the Pri Chadash. He quotes, Ayin B'tshuvas Tash Beis Chel Gdal Tzimnan Beis, Kaftar Ferach Daf Chaf, V'hu Kasa B'Shem Sefer Itim, Dim Ein B'chol Osa Medina, Dover Tameh, Mutter. The Siyem v'yesh machmirin, that if there's nowhere available davar tamin, it's going to be mutter, but some are machmir. V'kivon shekol gadoli rishonim be'achronim ein echod sheyaskir heterzeh. He says, I learned through all the gadoli rishonim be'achronim, and no one mentions it until the pre-chadash comes along. Shema minah dukulam kiblo aleim kayesh machmirin. It must be everyone follows the yesh machmirin. V'im keinu etzleinu kekol yisrin shekibalnu aleinu livso kiposik echod va'asul shanos. So it's like any other area in halacha where the practice has already become to follow a single posek, that it's also shanish, you're not allowed to do different than that posek. However, Chazanish in Yoredeya, Mem Aleph, Dalid, disagrees with the Chasam Sofer, and he writes, V'amnam, kishiyesh pikua chamim shala ala chalav, shloi arvu chalav tamei, v'im tzvuyim la'onesh ala ziyuv. If there is government oversight, and they'd get punished if they sell something else other than cow milk. He says, then there's an element of mirtas. And then it's like Yoshi Bitsade Eder, where if you were to stand up, you'd be able to see. So it could be this Shaila is also Talia in this Chakira, right? This would be Nafkamina number two. If Chalav Akum is also because of a Chashash Tarovus of Chalav Tamei, and that Chashash doesn't exist in actuality, so it could be there's a makom to be mekil. But if the gezeres Chalav Akum was nigzar because of a particular chashash, but Chazal asered the Chalav Akum b'minyan, so regardless of what the motivation of the gezeres was, but it was a davar sheminyan that they asered, so then there's no makom to be mekil with such an issue, even when the time of the gezeres doesn't apply. It's also important to mention, we'll come back to it, but Rav Moshe, right? The famous Shuvah of Rav Moshe, in Yoredeya Chalav Akum. I mean, most of the time he asks someone about Chalav Akum, so why are you let a, it's a halacha mufresh, it's a Mishnah, you're not allowed to have Chalav Akum, so how do you have Chalav Akum? So everyone knows, I don't have Chalav Akum. I have Chalav HaKompanies. Chalav HaKompanies, Rav Moshe said, that it's different than Chalav Akum. Why is Chalav HaKompanies different than Chalav Akum? So Rav Moshe has a little bit of a different take on this. Rav Moshe writes, V'lechein b'chalav sha'asu rak b'chalav ha'akum ve'in yisrael re'u yesh la'atir gam b'yisrael yodin yediyah berura davi k'ri'iyah. He says, what does yisrael re'u mean? Yisrael re'u means that a Jew knows for sure that this is cow milk. He says, well, there are multiple ways to know things. One way of knowing something is by seeing it. The other way of knowing something is knowing that your government takes this seriously, that there's a Food and Drug Administration that oversees all of this, and that people are afraid to violate those laws, and therefore you know it's edus yediyah without edus re'iyah, which is stam, a fascinating topic in halacha. When is that good enough? When is edus yediyah good enough, right? It's nogea by a wedding, let's say. You're at a wedding, and there are edei kiddushin, and then the next day you discover that one of the edei kiddushin was pasul. Right? Rav Shapta has a story where he was at a wedding. I'm sure you've heard the, you guys must have heard the story from Rav Shapta several times. He was at a wedding many, many years ago, and he was called up as an aid kiddushin together with a rabbi from Brooklyn. He said it was the bacher, the chassan was someone who had learned in YU and then went and learned in Lakewood. So he said like half the rabbanim were Lakewood rabbanim, half the rabbanim were YU rabbanim. Was a fascinating crowd, and he was called up as an aid kiddushin together with a rabbi from Brooklyn, and he went up to be aid kiddushin, and the other guy wasn't going up. And they were waiting and waiting and waiting. Rav Shner Kotler was Masada Kiddushin. So Rav Shapta said, as they were waiting for the other guy, Rav Shner Kotler told him over a whole Shtickel Torah. And he said, I later published that Shtickel Torah in my Sefer that he heard from Rav Shner Kotler as they were waiting for the other guy. And then he said, the next day, they ultimately called up somebody else. And then the next day, in Yeshiva, Rav Shachter saw Rabbi Herschel Schachter. Not, you know. I don't know if you got the email that they're doing a memorial thing for Rabbi Herschel Schachter, not to be confused with Rabbi Herschel Schachter, who's saying shir in the room next door, right? Rav Shai told me that after Rabbi Herschel Schachter, Zichrono Livracha, who was a real hero, a fascinating person, and a really sweet guy. I had the opportunity to meet him a few times. My wife is very good friends with his granddaughter. So when he died, Shai said that he got like a ton of phone calls from different media outlets, and there were like obituaries with Rav Shachter's picture on it. He said it was like very disorienting, and I'm sure with the yeshiva publicizing now this memorial for Rabbi Herschel Schachter, it's also going to cause I'm in the middle of the story. So Rav Shachter said he saw Rabbi Herschel Schachter in yeshiva the next day, and he said to Rabbi Schachter, Rabbi Schachter said to him, I was at that wedding, and the guy they were calling up, I was sitting right next to him. He was there. He just wasn't going up. I was sitting right next to him the whole time. So he said, oh, that's strange. And then they figured it out a few days later, because he was on the front page of the New York Times. A couple of days later, he was embezzling government money for his school lunch program, and he was stealing all the money. So he knew that he was a ganav. So he knew he was a pasul aid. So Rav Shapta always says he was an erlich ganav. He didn't want to pasul the whole wedding by not going up. So that was his maisa. So I remember when I was visiting my sister in Camp Hask many, many years ago, and I saw Rabbi Herschel Schachter there because he was visiting my wife's friend, his granddaughter, who was also there, was a counselor in Camp Hask. And I said to him, oh, Rav Shachter always tells this story. I'm curious, what you have to say about it. He's like, I have to tell you, I don't remember any of that. He said, but Rav Herschel has a much better memory than I do. So I would trust him a lot more than I would trust myself on that. That's what he typed. Okay, so that's the story. Oh, so what was I saying? So if you have a pasul aid, so what happens? They're just not married? So the post can discuss, were there kosher aidim in the crowd? Right, maybe the fact that there are kosher aidim in the crowd is good enough, but the crowd, they don't really see what's going on. Yeah, but if the Masada Kiddushin is an Orthodox rabbi, then you know what's going on. There's a ring being given, everything's being done properly, she's sticking out her right thing, whatever, everyone knows what's going on. If it's a Reform rabbi, so you don't know, it could be anything that's happening up there, but if it's an Orthodox rabbi, you know exactly what's going on. So is the Eidus Yediyah good enough? Right? And, even if you say to the exclusion of all others, right? Because what does the exclusion of all others do? It doesn't mean that nobody else is an aid. You can't really do that, right? Let's say you want to murder somebody. So you can't go to all the witnesses to the exclusion of all of you. So none of you are witnesses and then just go murder somebody. No, what the exclusion of all others does, it means that these are one kat of aidim. Everybody else is another kat of aidim. So you may, by one guy being puzzled among the two that you were miyached, you may have made it that they're not aid kiddushin, that the other guy's not an aid kiddushin either. But as long as there are two in the crowd that know what's going on, that should be good enough. So that's a discussion in the poskim. I once had a situation like that. I think I've mentioned to you guys. I got a phone call. I gave a shiur once about how if a first cousin if a first cousin's husband is an aid kiddushin, that it's a psul. Right, that's a sheni. Sheni b'sheni. Right, it's a sheni b'sheni with a bal kishto. So that's a psul. So that's a psul edus when you have a first cousin's husband. So I got a phone call from a guy from Canada who said, I have a problem. I listened to your shir, and my first cousin's husband was an aid kiddushin and an aid on our ksuba. He was an aid at everything at our wedding. Who was your masada kiddushin? Our accountant, you know, whatever it was. It was someone who, you know, had smicha, you know, but then he went, he didn't go into Rabbanus. So he made a mistake. He used to think, well, what could be so bad? It's not the first cousin, it's the first cousin's husband. So he never heard of Baal Kishto, he never heard of Ishto Kugufo, whatever. So he allowed that to happen. So we had to figure out were there kosher edim in the crowd, and does that do not? Whether first you figure out whether kosher edim under the chuppah, then you figure out kosher edim in the crowd, and is that something to rely on 10 years later when he's got a wife and four children to explain this to, right? So at the time, Rav Willig thought there was enough to rely on. Rav Shakta thought to do another Maisa Kiddushin. Rav Shakta said, take an apple out of the fridge, get two Edim, and say, Harei B'Kadesh Li B'Tapuach Zu K'das Moshe V'Yisrael. And when I was in Montreal, by the Dresdens, when I was in Montreal, by the Freundlichs, when the Dresdens brought me to Montreal, so I saw this guy, because his parents live in Montreal. So he said, oh, you're the reason I'm actually married, you know, so it was very exciting. How do we get to all that? Oh, so Ramesha, Edus Yediya, right? Ramesha writes that Edus Yediya is good enough for Chol HaVakum. In order to save you from Chol HaVakum, all you need to know, you only need to know. He writes, V'lchein b'chalav sha'asu rak b'chol v'akum v'ein yisol re'i yeshiatakam yisol yodin yediya berura davi kri'iyah. Over here, if the milk is contaminated, they're going to have to shut down the whole plant. It's going to cost them thousands of dollars. And the government oversees the whole thing. That's an Eidos Yediya. That's as good as Re'iyah. Now, coming to number three. There is a machlokes poskim whether Chol HaVakum is batel berov or batel b'shishim. In the Mukhi Yosef in Yivamus Chavavam and Aleph Bedape Arif, he writes that Chol HaVakum is batel b'shishim like all other Isurim. He writes, Umeata ein lanu raya levatel afilu Isurim shalav dikhavim gon chala bechemo gvina bepachos mishishim. No reason to assume that it should be any less than shishim, says the Mukhi Yosef. We have no raya to assume that all the Macholayakum are any less than shishim. However, in the Matir Yonasan explains the Ramah over here in Kuftes Vav Aleph, that's Matir Chalav Shechol B'Nachrim Yisrael Roa, if he sees most of the Chaliva, it's good enough. Why? Because the Chalav that was Nechlav in front of the Yisrael would be Batal B'Shara Chalav. Whatever was not in front of the Yisrael would be Batal in the rest of the milk. So it sounds like Chalav Akum is Batal Barov. So it could be that that's falling in this Chakira also. Because if Chalav Akum is Nesar B'Minyan, so it's Mestaver, then it becomes Midrabanan, Cheftza Shel Iser, and it becomes Batal only B'shishim, like any other machalos asuros. But if they're only concerned about drinking chalav akum when there's a chashash of tarovas chalav tamei, it could be, like I said, not muchrach, that the gzera was only on drinking chalav be'en, but not on a tarovas that has rov chalav Yisrael. Because even if the miut is chalav tamei, it could be that it's batel berov and it's mutter min hatorah. So if it's not a formal gzera, just a concern, then it could be that it's batel berov. You know, you could argue on that very, you know. What's the concern? The concern is that not that it's mostly chalav tameh. Shemei yarbo chalav tameh. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that a little bit of it, that we, why not rely on cheese making? Because a little bit, a little drop will get, will be between the cracks of the cheese. Sounds like the concern is that even just a little bit of chalav tameh, it's not going to be batel berov. Fourth nafkamina, there is a machlokes poskim if chalav akum asrus kelim. The Ramah kuftes vav aluf paskins that it does asr kelim. So if you look in the shach in sifkatan yedalid, he explains that even though we had a machlokes 2 days in shulchan aruch when it came to bishul akum, that the man diyama that holds that bishul akum does not asr kelim will be moda that chalav akum does asr kelim. Why? Says v'lo dami li bishuli of the chavim le'alsof simkuv yugimel di'esham de'ino seras hakelim, that there's a shita that it doesn't ask for kelim by bishul akum d'shayni hasam d'ikur isuran mi'divrein machmas gzeros chaslus. There's no ikur min haTorah by bishul akum. There's no concern of anything other than chasnus. But over here there's a concern of what's in this milk. It's not just what will this milk lead to, it's what's in this milk. In the Tshuvas Mari Mibrona, Simen Ayin Ches, he discusses Chalav Akum that comes from a flock that doesn't have Minim Tameim. And he says, even though you're not allowed to drink it, if you already cooked with it, it doesn't ask for the kedem. And he says, Hadich mi Rav Seinu hanimil b'chalav atzmo shol alech l'chadchilav b'kederus t'chashiv idiyeved nir lahatir. He says, any pot that you've already cooked chalav akum in, we could be mekil. And then in the end of the tshuva, the Rabbi Bruna quotes that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we should ask for the kedem. Omer Rav Rabbeinu Yona Omer Kivan Debal Lechal Chalav Nesa Beminyan Mishum Chalav Dechal Vugai Shuv Lechashav Sum Safek Ela Bevadai Ela Kevadai Yisur Vishuv Lenavik Mechal Yisur. So he says it almost explicitly. Right, what does Rabbeinu Yona say? Why is it that it's going to ask the Kelim? Because it's Dover Shabiminyan. So if it's Dover Shabiminyan, it's a Chavtza Shal Yisur. If Chavtza Shal Yisur, it's going to ask for the Kelim. So he gives it to you right on a silver platter that this is the Chakira. That if Chalav Akum is Nesa Beminyan, so it's mistaken to say like Rabbeinu Yonah, it asks the kelim. It's a davish minyan. It's a chavtz shalisser. But if and even if there's no minim tameim be'eder, but if Chazal asks for chalav akum b'makom b'zman that there's a chashash of tarofis chalav tamei, it could be that that iser is not nogea to the kelim. And especially if the akum doesn't have minim tameim be'edro, it wouldn't be nogea to the kelim. And then a final nafkamina. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah Lametes of Beis. The Mishnah tells us that you're allowed to drink Chalav Akum if the Yisrael sees the Chaliva, and there's a Machlokas in the Mefarshim over there in the Rishonim whether the Jew, it just says Yisrael, that Yisrael has to be Roeh. What about a 12-year-old Yisrael? An 11-year-old Yisrael? Does he have to be a Bar Mitzvah boy that sees the Chaliva? So the Ritva in Avodah Zarah writes that a katan has no ne'amanus. How could a katan have ne'amanus in such a thing? The Ramah in your day of Kuftez Vaval Paskin is based on the Shumas Adeshan that Ri'as katan works because the Akum is going to be mefached to mix in Chalav Tameh even though it's only a child that's watching him. He's going to be afraid to go against what the child is, you know, he's going to do not like the halacha if the child's going to go tattle on him. So it could be that's also Tali and his Chakira. Is Chalav Akum Neser B'minyan. So it could be that only a Gadol is Ne'eman to be Matir the Chalav. But if Chalav Akum is Neser because of Chashash, so if the Metzius is that you believe the Katan, so you don't have a Chashash anymore, he's a Gil Chinuch, and you're not worried that he's going to lie, it could be that we could be Matir the Chalav Al Piv. Or even if you don't believe the Katan, it's not a matter of you believing the Katan, it's a matter of whether the guy thinks you believe the Katan. I mean, as long as the guy doesn't know there's such a thing called the Ne'amanus of a Bar Mitzvah boy, and he thinks that there's what to be afraid of, so that's it. That takes away the Chashash, that level of Mirtas might take away the Chashash, even if it may not take away a formal issue. So that's what Rav Silverman has in his beautiful Sefer, in the Sefer Meshev Nefesh, in terms of framing the sugya. Nafkamina? Sivkatan? Beis. One second. Pesachichuva Beis. I'm Sefer Chalchus Zazen, the knowledge goes nearly a filu in over the Chum Yodea Shasul Israel, the Losh Achmir, does me come up Neman, the Inbok Shash El Midraban Shemiach, the Ron Kod Neman, Ram Shem Agon, Rav Yoski Zal, Shalosama Chalkatan, the Tzarech Iun, Ad Kanashono. Lanias Daiti Dizatalia Bimchal of Nasser Beminion. She's Barbasiv Kanshach Reza. And Gimli says it straight out. Gimel, Ein Shut Chuta Meshulash, Chelgad Misever Tash, which is the Rishon Sim Lam Beis. Ein Shuvus Chsam Sova. Because Zerchi and Gadol, Mein is Vashil Heter, Alu Tarum Vasol, Sefilu Akelim. The Efshar, Kshem Shekasa, Vakasim Shabbatas Rambam, Shlo gozu ela acholav be'en v'lo alachem asher kvar nishtana. Kein yishlam k'sheni losha, k'sheni losha im kemach, v'nasa mitzirufa mi'isa v'nefes, panu chadash balukan. Where does he actually spell it out though? He says he's going to, right? Then he doesn't.
He quotes the Chasam Sofer about the neder. Yeah, but he's definitely alluding to it, right? What?
Sounds like he's alluding to it. Okay, I don't know. That's like a, you know, more like an overview type of shir. Now let's get down to it. So what does the Gemara actually say? let's actually start attacking the sugya a little bit. So the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hei gives those things that are in Yisur Nisrana, that are also but in Yisur Nisrana. So Chalav Shei in Yisrael Ro'ehu is on the list. It's unique because when it comes to all the other Isurim, having a Jew watch doesn't seem to help, right? If you watch the non-Jew cooking your food for you, it doesn't really help. It's still a gzera of shlakos. It seems to only work with milk, and which, by the way, in terms of the chakir we've been discussing, is it only a chashash of, or is it a davash b'minyan? So just the very fact that Yisrael ro'ehu is even a thing, that's included in the Lashon of the Gezerah, makes it sound like, where you don't have by the other ones, makes it sound like it's more chashash oriented. Anyway, the Gemara discusses the reason for the Yisr, and the Gemara says, well, maybe it's because they're going to switch it for non-kosher milk. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. If they switch it for non-kosher milk, you'll catch that in a second, because non-kosher milk is green. Doesn't mean green, it means yarok, like dam yarok, like yavaynid, that doesn't necessarily mean green. It means it has some sort of greenish or yellowish complexion to it. So the Gemara says maybe taroves, a concern of taroves is non-kosher milk. Nah, just make cheese with it and you'll see that it's not a taroves. Gemara says, no, eat the bailele gavina in a chinami. If you wanted it for cheese, then you can make cheese with it, and that would be the answer. But if you want it for milk, how can you tell that there's no taroves? So Gemara says, why don't you just take some of it and make cheese with it? So Gemara says, no, even with kosher milk, some of it's not going to curdle. So when there's a taroves, you may not be able to tell that the parts that aren't curdling are actually from non-kosher milk. So at the end of the day, the Gemara seems to say that the reason that chalav akum is asur is because of a taroves of chalav tameh, and there's no way to tell, because even if you try cheese making with some of your milk, some will inevitably not curdle. Now, let's back up a second. Where does the Yisr come from? If the Chashash is Tarobis of Chalav from Beimetmea, where does the Yisr of Chalav from Beimetmea come from to begin with? So it's Gemara Bechoros and Daf Zayin that Omer Luhur of Sheshes, Tenisua, Hayotze Menatame Tame, Hayotze Menatahar Tahar. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Machol Surah Per Gimel Alacha Aleph, Kol machla yotzi mimin min aminin ha'asurin, shalokin ala chilasan, hare osa machl asur b'achila min ha'Torah. Any food that comes from a min that's asur that you'd get malchus for, so the food that comes from it is also asur min ha'Torah. Kigon, chalav behema v'chaya atmeim u'beitzei of v'daka atmeim shenemar, v'es bas hayana zu beitzasa v'uadin l'kala asur kiyana l'chala dvarim hadom l'beitza. That anything is like an egg, just like an egg is laid by a non-kosher bird, the egg is going to be a non-kosher egg. So to milk that comes from a non-kosher animal, the milk is not going to be kosher. Then the Rambam writes in Paragimel Halacha Vav, Afal Pisha Chalav Beimetmea Ubeitzei Of Tamei Asurin Min HaTorah, even though Chalav Beimetmea is Asur Min HaTorah and Ubeitzei Of Beimetmea is Asur Min HaTorah, Ein Lokin Aleihem Shenemar Mi Besarim Lo Sechelu Ala Basu Lo Kvein Lo Kala Beitzei Vel Chalav. Right, you don't get malchus for the yotze, for the isur yotze. You get malchus for the actual behemoth, the actual behemoth tmeah, but you don't get malchus for the isur yotze. Vare ochel osan ke ochel chatzi shir shu asur min haTorah ve'in alok av malchus amakus mardus. Let's file away that lashon of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? If you eat an isur yotze, he could have just said, how would you say it? You want to say, if you eat an isur yotze, you don't get malchus, so if you need to compare it to something, he wants to tell me, I have a great chiddush. Here's something that's an isur min haTorah, and there's no malchus. So how would you say, well, it's a classic example of something that's min haTorah, and yet there's no malchus? But, lashem b'maisa, lashem b'chol, lashem b'chol, lashem b'chol, lashem b'chol, right? Why chatzi shir? Especially chatzi shir has something that. Why is chatzi shir asur min haTorah? What makes chatzi shir asur min haTorah? What's the svara the Gemara gives? Chazi l'sarufe. because it's probably going to be mitzarif to Shir Shalim. This can't. Meaning, no matter how much chalav of a behem tameh you drink, no matter how many eggs of a behem tameh of a nof tameh you eat, it's never going to be mitzarif. There's no amount of non-kosher milk or eggs that's going to cause you to be chayv malkus. So let's file that question away a little bit, right? I mean, the Rambam is trying to express something. He's trying to tell me that chalav of behem tameh is not kosher. It's not kosher on a doraisa level. It's not kosher on a doraisa level. It's not kosher. But you're not going to get malchus, and the best mashal he can think of apparently is chatzi shir. Why is the issue of chalav akum not asur min haTorah? Meaning, if the concern is that he's giving you non-kosher milk, why is it that it's a chashash of nisu d'rabban, not a chashash of nisu d'araisa? Meaning, let me give you a little background over here. The shach in Kuf Yud Ches, Simon Kuf Yud Ches discusses, right, what's that into Kuf Yud Ches? Din chasimas basar o dvar machal hanishlach al yovil chavim. How many chasimas do you need on food that you're sending, you know, from one person to another, right? So, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch of there writes that it depends if it's an Issa D'Araisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan that you're sending, right? That if the chashash is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, then you only need one chasima. On a Torah level, if it's only Issa D'Araisa, you would need a double chasima. So the Shach in Kuf Yud Ches writes that on a Torah level it's batal anyway. So the only chashash, if Davar Tamei is mixed in, is a chashash mit Rabbanan, because min b'mino is batal b'rov, right? In Yud Ches Vod in Yoser, Yud Ches Ches, right? Not Yud Ches. Sorry, where is it? Shach Yud Ches Ches. Now, if the chalav bechalav chalav right? It has a cloudy appearance. It doesn't look. It has a greenish complexion, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, tar chiver tamei yarok. What's the whole concern? Ma'at and if it's only ma'at, it's only nisid rabbanan to midaraisa min b'minol batel. Because on a daraisa level, it's min b'mino batel. Well, so that's what the shach says. That even though the concern is that it's just going to be a little bit midaraisa, it's min b'mino batel. And he says v'chein tiris paprisha, etc. He then goes on to say, most milk you can find anyway is kosher. So the concern is only midraban because he followed the row of milk and it's kosher. Now it is a chiddush, the kosher and non-kosher milk are considered min b'mino. Why is that a chiddush? Kosher and non-kosher milk are considered min b'mino. So we've got to put on our tarovis hats for a little bit. Right? Rabbi Kiveger over here points out that it seems to be min b'she'eno mino. The sefer Minchas Kohen, the Menachos Daf Chaf Beis, hevi kushi b'she'em bal, eimi imi, hagon morin meir fishlus zatzal. Demikain, my makshu b'shas al rav, my shal gvina michalav, harav l'shtas, min b'mino lo batal, avi chalav yisudar aisa. That if you hold min b'mino, it's not eno batal, it's d'araisa. Oh, but here we go. Gam ha-maskarnas ha-shach le'el simen tzadiches de'le'inyin bitul berov de'talya b'tayma imkein ha-cha avi eno mino de'achal of tamei v'tar ain't time in shava. You ever taste pig milk? You don't have to answer. But it doesn't taste the same as cow milk. So if min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino is not tali b'shem, it's not tali whether it's called milk or not, it's tali b'tayma. So this is min b'she'eno mino, and the shach holds that it's tali b'tayma. So it should be min b'she'eno mino. This shouldn't be a case of min b'mino. So asks Rabbi Kiveger. V'tzorachim. Now the Behuda writes that maybe the entire din of min b'she'eno mino needing to have shisha midaraisa by an iser that you chayv malchus for, maybe tam kikr only applies to a strong iser but not to a weaker iser, like a chatzi shir. So he says it could be min b'she'enu mino, but maybe you still don't need shisha because the iser is not such a severe iser.
So if the concern is that non-kosher milk is mixed in, you only need rov, and therefore the entire concern is only midrabanan. Whoa. Says not Behuda. He doesn't really mean it's min b'mina. He just means it's batel barov. Sometimes even min b'sheino mino is batel barov. There's no Behuda madura tinyanesim samachvav. Sometimes even min b'sheino mino is batel barov. How can you say such a thing? Min b'sheino mino is batel barov? He says, yeah, when the isser is an isser kalush, when it's a weaker type of isser, you don't need shishim, you only need rov. For example, Chatzishir, you don't need shishim, you only need rov. What does that help explain? Rambam said, talking about Isser Yotzeh, that it's like a Chatzishir. What he's trying to say is it's an Isser Kalush. That the Isser Yotzeh is an Isser Kalush. And because it's an Isser Kalush, it changes all the rules. So we got to look at that in another view. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. We'll pick up from there. We're in the middle of a conversation here, but we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Not tomorrow, on Wednesday. Okay. Have a great day, everybody.